MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Hayley Ivins-Downs, Head of Digital at Lightstone Property. They put out some great property reports on a fairly regular basis. Hayley, appreciate the time this morning. I suppose the first question to kick off with was, were we seeing increases in property prices, sort of overall, the residential property, during 2021?
Awesome. Thank you for this opportunity. Yes, we certainly have seen an increase. The average price of properties has increased by 14% from 2020 to 2021. So that has definitely been seen in the numbers.
And that, I mean, my sense is that's a chunky increase. I mean, for residential property, a double digit is real.
It is real. And when we kind of break it down into the property types, the biggest portion is actually on the freehold, which is your standalone houses. That's at 18%. Estates are at 9%, sectional title 5%. So it's really interesting. People are looking at a bigger property, possibly working from home. It's really interesting.
I suppose so. I live in a small flat and it was fine. And then the pandemic arrived and it was like, oh, I see. But the other thing that really struck me, we've got all this talk around Zoom towns, you know, people leaving Joburg and Cape Town and the like. And, well, I wasn't so sure, but the evidence is there. I mean, there were some of the Eastern Capes, the Free States, who actually were leading the pack. There is certain evidence that people are saying, thanks, Joburg, it's been real, but we're going to go live in, I don't know, Rosendahl or Cookhouse.
Yeah, definitely. We've actually seen a growth in transactions, specifically in Eastern Cape and Western Cape. There's definitely a move down to those areas where people are actually being able to work remotely. Mm. And in actual fact, in Western Cape, I mean, growth in transactions, we've had almost just 15%, really higher than Gauteng. So Eastern Cape and Western Cape have had more transactions in property than Gauteng.
Yeah.
So it's definitely the move.
And price points. Early in the pandemic, we saw I suppose, sort of mid-2020, a lot of activity in lower costs, sort of the affordable housing space. I mean, interest rates at generational lows. Has that trend continued, or are we starting to see more activity up the sort of cost curve?
Definitely up the cost curve, which is actually really interesting. So the band that is performing the most is your 700K to 1.5 mil. Mm-hmm. We're seeing the most amount of transactions within that band. And specifically in quarter four, 2020, there was a 25% increase in that band in terms of properties being sold. And even more so within kind of between 2019, 2021, we're looking at an increase in the 1.5 to 3 mil of 44%. So definitely in the upper echelons, there's a lot more sales, but the 700 to 1.5 mil is definitely the band where the biggest amount of transactions have been happening. And in actual fact, what we're seeing is the market of 250,000 and lower has actually been the market that slumped during COVID and coming out of COVID. It's actually been the line that's dropped out of all of them.
Okay, that is okay. That gets me thinking about some of the construction companies on the JSC.
Yes.
A last question, first-time buyers. I mean, anecdotally, I got a number of friends who suddenly all became property owners during a pandemic, which had me scratching my head. But they were partly, they wanted more space. Interest rates were low. There was opportunity. Are we still seeing a lot of activity from first-time buyers?
Yes, absolutely. So then those numbers are back up to what they were in 2018. We're looking at kind of the back end of 2020. The quarter three, quarter four of 2020 was really high. We had about 64,000 kind of transactions in a quarter. Mm-hmm. And comparing to 2018 of 61. So, and now we're looking at about 55,000. So definitely the numbers are back up there.
If I put all this together, I mean, counterintuitively, during a pandemic, the property market has done all right. And in fact, we could make a case that is coming out looking quite good.
It's absolutely the one sector that has really done well. We've seen numbers and transactions that has never been seen before. We've reached points that have never been reached before. So, and that's number of transactions, that's value of sales happening. I think it's really great for the property industry. I think this next year is going to be interesting if there's interest rate increases, because that's always a factor that kind of changes some activity. But I think at the moment it's really rallying. I think it's really good.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that is not something I would have expected. But there's a lot about the pandemic that I did not expect that I've come out wiser. No. Hayley Ivins-Downs, Head of Digital at Lightstone Property, talking residential property trends. Appreciate the early morning time. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.